facing your fears.
With a bet, Lock Talk Gemma. Radio.
Smith.
By yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, but our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Today, listeners, we are excited and overjoyed to have this awesome show prepared for you on today. We have a special guest on today that's in the studio with us, and we will be introducing him shortly to our listeners. But before then, as always, and by our heads, as our co-host bring our opening prayer. Co-host.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise because you are worthy. And Father, we thank you for your servant today as you use her once more again to pour into the world through Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We thank God for Pastor, praise God, Douglas here with us today. We thank God for his manager today. Lord, we thank God for what he has to say that will go out through the airways into the world. We pray those that are connected today will not only be touched, but will receive something that will make a positive impact in their lives. We ask that you would lay your nail scarred hands of protection upon Texas and upon Crystal Springs, Mississippi. God, we know that you're able, and there is absolutely nothing too hard for you to do. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray and say, amen.
Amen, amen. We are so, so very happy and overjoyed to have our special guest in the studio on today. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and your experience on today's topic. Our topic for today will be Don't Give Up Now. I will not be giving emphasis on that on today. Instead, I'm going to bring in the studio with us a lovely, awesome young lady out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi, and she's the manager for our special guest on today, Mrs. Gloria Thompson, out of Crystal Springs, Mississippi. Good afternoon, Ms. Glo. How are you on today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I am blessed on today, overexcited and happy to have you in the studio with us on today. Without further ado, I'm going to give you the opportunity of introducing our special guest on today, and I'll yield and let you do so at this time.
Yes, good evening, listeners. As Evangelist stated, my name is Glo Thompson with Glo Boys Production. I am the manager for Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends, the general manager and labor manager for Vigor Music. I have the awesome opportunity today and honor to introduce Pastor Douglas Noel. He is the pastor of New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church, Crystal Springs, Mississippi. He is the anointed pastor, and he is an anointed singer for the group Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends. He's going to bring you an awesome message this evening. And without further ado, my job is done. I give to you Pastor Douglas Noel.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing?
Great, great.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. It is truly a blessing to be here, and I thank Sister Norma, Norma and the co-host, along with my manager and all the listeners, for this opportunity and this time. I don't take this time lightly. I really do appreciate the opportunity just of someone thinking of little me, seeing something in me to be, wanting me to be a part of their establishment and what they have going on to share what God has given me to the people. I'm a young man. I consider myself a young man, 48 years of age, and come up from a singing background. My mom, she was a singer, but I lost her 11 days after I was born. My mom passed on and went on to be with the Lord 11 days after I was born. Elton Noel, Harris, former member of the Utica Southern Air out of Utica, Mississippi. I've been preaching and pastoring. I've been preaching for 21 years, pastoring for 20 years. It has truly been a blessing. God has opened up many doors for me in my ministry, my preaching ministry. Lives have been changed. I have had my ups. I have had my downs. And also even in the midst of my singing ministry, the Lord had opened up a lot of doors for me to the point to where we are under a label. Now we're signed to a label, Bigger Music label. Our founder, Tony T., Antonio Turner, truly thank God for him and the entire Bigger team staff. The Lord has blessed us with music. We have newly released a video. We put out a song, Can't Give Up Now, and that song has been a blessing to us, and not long have put out a video to go with that song. You can check it out on, you can go to Pastor Douglas Noel and friends page. You can check out the video there. That's Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends. That Friends is not with a S, it's with a Z at the end. And you can also go on YouTube and check it out on the Noel and Friends. The Lord has blessed us to put out great songs. Not only Can't Give Up Now, but a song entitled Fix Me, a song that really opened up the doors for Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends. We got a project that we did before we did our single. We did a whole full project live, and it's entitled Fix Me Live. I just thank God for the opportunity that the Lord has truly blessed me with. It hasn't been easy, and I would tell anybody, being humble is the way. Being humble is the way. There's no other way but being humble, because the word truly acknowledges that he that humbles himself, they shall be exalted. And in that exalting, it may not happen when, you know, we want it to happen or as fast as we want it to happen. Because, you know, another scripture teaches us in Isaiah 40, 31, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. This ministry is not about a competition. It's not about who's the best artist, but mainly it's about soul winning, you know. And there's performance, true enough, within it, there's performance. But ministry is the most important thing. The performance is just used to draw people in. It's just like if Jesus used parables to help people to understand. The performance part is just to help draw people in, to relax people, to loose people up, that we can get you to the place to where we really want you to be, and that is into the ministry part. Mama Norma, I just thank God for you and your team for allowing me to be able to be a part of your ministry.
God bless you. God, let's hear a little bit more from Pastor Douglas and the friends Ed as I say a little bit of it, and I'm going to come back to you listeners.
Okay.
Be hearing some more of that Can't Give Up Now by our special guest, Pastor Douglas Noel out of Crystal Spring, Mississippi. And listeners, remember, you still can join in on this conversation on today just by pressing that number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Now, the topic for today is Don't Give Up. This is we're talking about courage, strength, faith, standing, pressing forward, not looking back, not no hindrance in your way when you give it to God. And God has something prepared for us, each of us in our lives. Don't give up on your dream. Do not give up on your goal, as Pastor Noel continues to share with us on today. Let me ask you a question, Pastor Noel. What inspired you to write the song I Can't Give Up Now? Can you share a little bit of that with our listeners on today?
Yes, ma'am. Truly, with the song I Can't Give Up Now, the song was inspired through true life experiences. Within those true life experiences, being a young man, I have had to deal with so much. I have made mistakes in my life. I have, to be on the real side, I am a product of, I'm a very transparent person. I am a product of an individual that had stepped out, even in his marriage. In the midst of that, I end up having our children on the outskirts of marriage. And even in the midst of that, dealing with, because you know when there are consequences to everything that we face in life, you know, and I'm not on the air to try to pretend with no one, because if I'm going to be a blessing to somebody, the best way to be a blessing is to be real. And I have had those challenges, and in the midst of those challenges, I've been dogged out. I've been treated as if I was the only one that ever fell short of the glory of God, as if I'm on an island all by myself or whatnot. And even in my struggles of trying to live right and even fighting, dealing with the flesh, because we war with our flesh on a daily basis. A lot of people would try to pretend that they got it all together, and they'll look at your situation and circumstances that you're facing, or your failures or flaws in your life, and to feel like you are nothing or you're trash. But my goal and my determination was to not to allow the challenges that I faced in life, being a young man that have been molested coming up in my life. It just was a battle. Losing my mama as a child, not getting to know my mom, not being able to know what her voice sounded like, not to be able to look, you know, at her in her eyes, and to smell her scent or whatever, you know, just different things, the challenges in life, and even within my group, or even in my church, I've been put in prison just simply for pastoring my church and standing up on the word of God. Well, not prison, not prison, but I had been put in jail simply because a church wanted to get rid of me because they wanted to run the officers in the church wanted to get rid of me because they simply wanted to run the church or whatnot. But I refused to allow the odds that were against me to hinder me or what people said about me to stop me or even the flaws or the failures that I had committed to stop me, because deeply I know that, you know, I am a great person, and I couldn't allow the choices that I made to dictate or set a marker that this is who I am. No, this is not who I am. The Bible says that I was fearfully and wonderfully made by God. The Bible tells me that I am a child of God. The Bible tells me that I'm the helps me to understand that I'm the head and I'm not the tail. The Bible tells me that I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a peculiar people.
Yes.
And he tells me that if I just be steadfast, unmovable, continue to always abide in his word. He told me if I ask, I shall receive. I seek, I shall find. Said if I knock, the door shall be opened. And so
hallelujah.
I made up in my mind that no matter what I'm going through in my life or what I'm facing, my determination is to get to that place and to be that person that God requires of me to be, that he has called and anointed for me to be, that he had purpose for me to be. In spite of all of my flaws and my failures or my mistakes that I have made in
my
life.
God.
So when I looked at that, the Lord blessed us with the song, and I wanted to encourage people that may be going through something similar, just like me, to let them know that you can't give up now. Look at you. What didn't kill you? It only was designed to make you stronger. You know, God used that test to be your testimony. Satan tempted, but God tested. The word says that God would not tempt any man because he cannot be tempted. God would not go out and tempt anyone, but he takes us through a test. And the test is to bring about a testimony that we can truly look at where we are now versus where we were back then, and we can truly testify and say, look what God has brought me from.
Oh, yeah.
But if I gave up, I like Marvin Sapp said, I never would have made it. I never would have made it without the Lord. I can't give up now. I come too far to turn around. Do I still have battles in my life? Yes, I do. Do I still have challenges that are set before me? Yes, I do. But regardless of what's in front of me, I've learned that if God be for me, he's more than the whole world that's against me.
Yes, yes. All right, listeners, you are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Chapman. We have some callers, and I'm going to bring the callers in at this time. And shortly after that, I'm going to share some words that Pastor Noel shared with me, and I'm going to share with our listeners. And then I'm going to yield back and let him come back and finish talking to us on Don't Give Up. All right, let's a caller from our code 941-8802. Error code 941-8802. I'm bringing you in the studio at this time. Okay. Hello, caller. How are you all today? You're on the air.
Hello, Evangelist Norma. Hello, Pastor Doris. How are you doing today?
Hello, good evening, Steve. We're doing great.
Yes, I'm calling here from Tampa, Florida, and I appreciate you including me in the studio here. I'm really enjoying hearing this testimony, and I can relate certainly to a lot of it. I know that what I found is that the most difficult challenges that we've experienced in our life were those opportunities for God to teach us to become stronger and to draw our strength from those opportunities, actually. and then to share our message of strength with others. And I just wanted to read a verse from the Bible here. This would be Psalms 37:24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And I know that for myself, when I had fallen and I turned the control of my life over to the care of God, he gave me the strength to be able to overcome my experiences and to then turn around and do what I feel is my purpose, and that is to be serving the community and serving others. And I really appreciate you sharing your story this afternoon here. It's inspiring, and I just want everybody to know that I hope that they're having a great day, and God bless us all and everything that we're doing today.
Thank you so much for calling
bless
me in
you.
On today.
Bless you, sir.
And I'm so happy that they had an opportunity to hear your voice, because I was going to get in contact with you for him to be a guest on your show, getting to know. And I will forward you that information on him, and later you can get, you know, you can touch bases with him. I want to thank you for calling in on today. We have another caller call, and that caller is calling from area code 601, and that last 4 digits of that number is 7571. Area code 601-7571. I'm bringing you into the studio now.
Hello. My name
Paula,
is Trinica.
You're on the air. How are you?
Hello. My name is Trinica Anderson. I am the proud member of New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church. I'm just here listening to support my pastor. I love you, Pastor, and I'm behind you 100%.
God bless you.
I love you too, Jamaica.
It's always good to hear from your members and give you a boost there. I love my pastor as well, and I'm on every channel.
Already.
Already.
He already knows how we come.
Calling in as well. You too,
Sister Norma. Sister Norma, you probably
yes.
don't remember me, but I am your cousin. I met you at the Chapman family reunion in New Orleans. And I was telling Pastor that you were my cousin, but you probably don't remember me. But I've seen you a message on Facebook.
Did I take you? You're still in the studio with me. So what cousin are you to me, sweetheart, and how am I related to you? On the Chapman side or
yes, ma'am.
My side? What
yes,
side?
Ma'am, on the Chapman side.
My God, my God. And who are you?
Trinica Anderson.
And who is your family? I'm saying, how are you related to me?
Frank Chapman was my great-grandfather.
Oh, God, look, you know, to God be the glory. There's always something good comes out of what God tells you to do. That's why it's good to follow the Holy Spirit. But, cousin,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Keep in contact. You get my number from Miss Glow or from your pastor, and you do keep in contact
know.
With
me. I
but
got to
God
know.
Bless you, and it's truly a blessing hearing your voice. You have other relatives listening as well, and we will talk later. God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You for calling. And I thank God for meeting my cousin on today. Now, listeners, you too can join in on this conversation by pressing the number 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your thoughts. Let me share a little bit of what Pastor Noel shared with Faith and your Fears, and we do have another caller. I like to bring my callers in, you all. Listeners, you all know that. So let me yell again and bring this caller in. Error code 601. Last 4 digits of that number is 0819. Error code 601-0819. You're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing today? Thank you for calling in, Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show.
I'm all right. I'm calling in from Hazelhurst, Mississippi, and I'm Pastor Noel's niece, Brittany.
God bless you. Pastor Noel, you some kind of I mean, I tell you some kind of special. Happy that you all are calling, that you're listening in on his interview on today. Anything special you care to say to your pastor at this time?
Yes, I just want to say, Uncle Vaughn, thank you for that testimony, because it have helped me. And I want to say, God is exposing people for who they are. It's time out for camouflaging. So
yeah,
thank you for your testimony.
God bless you. Feel free
bless
to call
you,
in.
Bless you.
And we're going to have part two with Pastor Noel coming back. Because look as if we have a lot of callers that's calling in on today. We do want to continue hearing him and hearing a little bit more of his song. But before we do that, let me share a little bit with our listeners on what Pastor Noel shared with me. And I'm quoting, "The challenges we face in life may cause us to give up or throw in the towel, but we have to stop and think. And when we think, we will see that we were built for the challenge we face. God has anointed and called each one of us to do a special thing in life. We must stand firm on his word and never give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pressing on and on, no matter what we face." Pastor Noel is a confirmation on today and a testimony of how God can give you strength. When no one else is there, God is still standing nearby. God is still standing nearby and holding up every step of the way. Stay tuned, listeners, as we continue our conversation on today with our special guest, Pastor Noel, Pastor Douglas Noel out of Crystal Spring, Mississippi. Listen, we are talking about courage on today, strength, faith, standing firm, pressing forward. And as I yield now and bring my co-host into the studio with us to greet our special guest on today, Pastor Doris Nick, that she may have some encouraging words for our guest on today or some questions. Co-host.
Good evening, good evening. I'm sitting here. God bless everyone connected. God bless you, Pastor Noel, and your amazing, awesome manager that I've had a chance to speak briefly with. I tell you, I'm just sitting here this evening, and you are truly, the words that you're sharing is such a blessing. I am truly a firm believer that humility is the key that will unlock any door. I love how you just said the soul winning, and this is not about a competition. It's not about who's saying the best, who wear the best outfit. This is about souls. It's about doing a work for the kingdom. And though we are uniquely different, we are together. Praise God. I just love how there's such an anointing, praise God, as you're flowing and such in authenticity. And that's something we as leaders, we must walk in authenticity. We don't have it all together. We ain't walking in perfection. The perfect one has not returned yet. I just love this because I'm a firm believer. I tell you, I was just sitting here having a church. As you were speaking, I put my phone on mute so I could just go ahead and give God a hallelujah and an amen. I've just been blessed, and I encourage you, man of God, just even as you were saying how you were in prison for standing, we got to stand. No matter what, we got to stand. The hour now is to operate in the midst of the test. Wait for what? For when? No, operate. We got to stand as bold, courageous in the word, standing on that sound doctrine of truth. It is what God say it is, and we love what he love and hate what he hate, and that's just it, point blank, finished. I just love what you were saying tonight. It's so true.
Amen.
And so
amen.
Inspiring. I almost said, throw the mic, preach. God bless y'all.
God bless you. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
And you're on with our guest on today, Pastor Douglas Noel out of Crystal Spring, Mississippi. I'm going to bring back in the studio with us his manager, Miss Glow Thompson out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. And maybe she has more to say to our listeners on today besides just the introduction of Pastor Noel. Miss Glow Thompson, would you like to greet our listeners with anything else on today?
Oh, good evening. Good evening again. I'd just like to say, Pastor Noel is an anointed, blessed pastor. I'm not saying this just because I manage him and I have known him all these years. I can feel the Spirit of the Lord just moving with him every time he opened his mouth. You know, like he said, you know, he have not always done the right thing. None of us have. But God is gracious. He's good to
That's
us.
Right.
And he wants us to do his will, be obedient to his word, and follow his direction. And I'm so proud to be the manager for Pastor Douglas Noel and friends. I have learned a lot, gained a lot. of knowledge, being on the road with them, traveling with them. And I'm just, my task is to do the things in the will of God that he would have me to do for, as a management for Pastor Douglas Noel and friends, to stay on the straight and narrow and do things in the perfect will of God. And I'm just so awesomely blessed to be on this program with you all today. We thank you and we praise you and we bless your ministry. Amen.
God bless you. Again, listeners, you are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show hosted by the Evangelist Norma Chapman. Before I bring the guest back into the studio with us, Pastor Noel, I just want to say to him that I've always, always admired your ministry, and I have had an opportunity to be in the midst of Pastor Douglas Noel there in my hometown, Crystal Springs, Mississippi. And I also want to share with my listeners on today, this day is my, would have been my mom's 89th birthday, but the Lord took her home 2 years in June. She's been gone. She passed at 87 years old, and I just want to just think about her on today as well. So this is a special day, Pastor Noel. It's my mom's birthday on today. So God bless you to come into the studio on today with me. And, you know, this is what Facing Your Fears is all about. It's coming from behind the mask, as me and my co-host always stress to our listeners. This is what this show is all about, coming from behind the mask and facing your fears and helping someone else that's going down the same path that you were going down or have been going down the same path, and encourage them to keep going forward and encourage others that we all have come short, fallen short of the, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we have made mistakes, and guess what? We're going to make some today. We didn't make some already this morning. We're going to make it before the day is over with. We made some yesterday, and we are going to make some in the future. But we know one thing, that we can go forward because God loves us. He cares for us. And all we got to do is acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. I am just so over happy on today, over excited on today for this man of God to come forth, pour out the wrong that he did. He was not all about saying I'm all holy and this and that, and I haven't done this or that. He comes straight out from the beginning of the show, letting you know, I'm just a young man that have made mistakes, but through the grace of God, I'm still standing. And if I had it,
amen.
Today and doing what God has given me to do. I admire you, Pastor Douglas Noel, and I pray that the Lord will enrich you and in your endeavors and whatever you're doing in your ministry, that God will pour out fresh anointing on your life, that he will continue to bless you over and over and over again as you travel the dangerous highways and byways and tell somebody about the goodness of God. Listeners, I will yield right now and bring my guest back into the studio because I done got happy here now. Pastor Noel.
Hey, hallelujah.
Pastor Noel, you still with us in the studio? You know what? I hope I didn't take him out the studio. Pastor Noel, are you still in the studio? Miss Glow, what is his last 4 digits of his number?
Noel?
What is his last 4 digits of his number? I need the last 4 digits of his number. I know it's 601. Give me the last 4 digits of his number.
4652.
What it is? Last 4 digits.
4652.
46. I hope I haven't knocked him 4652 out the studio. Give me 1 minute here. 4652. No, he. Yes, he. I got his mic on. 4652. Oh Lord, Pastor
Hello.
Noel, are you? Look,
hello.
I had so many 601 calls, said I made a mistake and cut you on my phone, but we are turning back over to you. Please proceed, because it's getting late in the show. We want to hear some more of what God has given you to tell us on today. It's in your hands, Pastor Noel. Wow.
Okay. And challenges, in life that we face, just because of what we experience in life,
I've learned this through the Word of God, that doubt always have a way of creeping in our lives. And it doesn't matter how long we've been in church. It doesn't matter how much we pay our tithes and what good that we do, how much we even know our Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Still, doubt will enter into our life. There's some kind of way we find ourselves still doubting the promises of God, what God has promised us. But I want to encourage you, no matter what you're facing, no matter who you are, where you've been, or what you have done in life, if God promised you something, God is going to fulfill his promise. He's still going to do just what he said he would do. We just have to line our lives up with the Word of God. We have to make a God-conscious decision that for God I live and for God I'm willing to die. We have to make that decision that no matter where I am, I got a choice to make. Am I going to stay in the condition that I'm in, or am I going to make the steps to bettering myself? That doubt has a way of coming in our lives because we feel like some of us in our wrong, we feel like we're not even worthy to be used by God. We're not even worthy for God to even bless us. But God is a God that he no matter who you are, he has no respect for a person. There's nothing that you could ever do that would be so bad that could ever stop God from loving you. God is a God that looks beyond our fault, and he sees our every need, no matter what you're going through. And there are going to be challenges. There are going to be things that we face, just like things have hit my life. Even various things that I'm going through presently right now in my life that causes me that my mind begin to wonder. Sometimes I feel like, am I going to make it? Am I going to survive? Lord, out of all the things that I have done in my life that was outside of your will, Lord, am I going to make it through this? But you have to remember, his promise is his promise. His promise says that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us, that he's with us always, even to the end of the world. Now, if anybody going to do any leaving, it won't be God leaving us. It'll be us leaving him. But the wise decision to make, no matter where you are, what you're going through, is to stay with God. Stay with God. Never turn your back on God. Songwriter says, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. And whatever you face, you need to know without a shadow of doubt, he's able. I mean, ain't that what the Hebrew boys told King Nebuchadnezzar when they tried to get him, when he tried to get them to bow down? The boys told them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said that we would not bow down. He told them, whenever they hear the music play, everybody needs to bow down. These young men said that we won't bow down to your God, this idol God. We would not bow down to your God. And they was threatened by King Nebuchadnezzar about putting them in the fiery furnace and taking their lives. Them boys still had courage and to trust in God, no matter what they were going through, that they would not bow down. So they said that their God, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, their God will save them. And even if he doesn't come to rescue them, they said they still know that he is able. So whatever you're going through, you got to be just like them boys. Don't bow down to the circumstances of life. Don't bow down to things that causes you to belittle who you are, who you are in Christ. Learn from your mistakes. Grow from your mistakes. Move forward. Don't allow what people say about you or what they try to put on you and how they try to walk over you and how they try to put this name tag on them. I've learned that when you point a finger at somebody, the majority of your fingers are pointed right back at you. So you have to be careful of the ditches that you dig for somebody else.
Amen.
The songwriter said that if you dig one ditch, you better dig two. Because the first one you dig, that very ditch may be for you. You putting down on this individual because of what
they are doing and don't realize you're going to get ready to fall in a hole or yourself, because while you looking pulling up the dirt on somebody else, you're forgetting about the trash that is in your backyard. Brother said you got to take out the time to sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around somebody else. And so you got to, I want to encourage anybody that's in this life. You hurting because of the things that you have done. You hurting because of the people that you have hurt because of the things that you have done. And it just seems like nobody seems is going to give you a break. Nobody seems to allow you to make it. Remember this, people going to always be people. They're going to always be people. But you got to understand, just as the show, the heading of the show, don't give up. People going to always be people. People will use your dirt to try to make them feel better about their dirt, because they feel if they can put the attention on your dirt, they can keep people's attention off of their dirt. But the Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The Bible also declares, whatever is done in the dark, it shall soon come to the light. So listen, no matter what your enemies or your naysayers or your critics try to do to you, you got to be just like that old goat. Just shake the dirt off, pack it up under your feet. No matter what kind of hole they try to put you in and how much dirt they try to throw on you about your life, shake it off. Pack it up under your feet, and the very dirt that they use to kill you is going to be the very dirt that God is going to use to elevate you, because his word says what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around and let it work out for your good.
God bless you. God bless you. Listeners, you still tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host out of Miami, Florida, Pastor Doug. We're going to continue hearing a little bit more from Pastor Douglas and the friend Greg. Listen as we continue to play. Okay, give me a minute here.
I messed around there and started getting happy.
Bring him back next week for part two to continue this awesome conversation on Don't Give Up. And I put someone that encouraged
on this.
I'm good. So I continue with our special guest, Pastor Douglas. So you're back. It's over. It's turned back over in your hands, Pastor Noel.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, I really do pray that somebody has been blessed. I pray that something was said so far that has been a blessing in the lives of the listeners. You know, it just gets to me, Sister Norma. It gets to me and it touches me in a way that this is, I want to let somebody know, this is not the end of your story. There is more chapters to this book. It's not the end of your story. In the process of what you're going through, you may have had to lose some things. You may have had to lose some things, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, notice that the blessing is that even though you lost something, you didn't lose everything.
My God.
You didn't lose everything. You know,
yes,
some people would look at Job and they would say Job lost everything that he had. But Job didn't lose everything that he had. He didn't lose everything that he had, because if he was able to receive double for his trouble, what would he have to put the double on?
Right.
Job, true enough, he lost his cattle. He lost the home that he had. You know, his children got destroyed. But the Lord still allowed Job to have his land. In other words, I'm saying this, he still had a foundation.
Yes, he did.
Yes, Lord.
He still had a foundation. And we need to thank God for a foundation. The Bible teaches us to train up a child in the way that it should go, that when it get old, it would not depart from it. It said train up a child in the way that it should go, that when it get old, it won't depart from it. Train up a child in the way that it should go, and when it get old, it won't depart from it. It didn't say anything about the middle in the life of the child. And all of us have experienced our middle, because even though we have been trained some type of way, we also have our middle, and those middles is our curiosity. We be curious about certain things, and we find ourselves in the middles of our lives. We try out different things, and a lot of times that those things doesn't set well, but in the midst of it, we learn in our middle. We learn that just like the prodigal son, he learned in the midst of his middle that what he had, he already had everything that he needed. He had everything that he needed, you know. And so he made up in his mind, he said that, you know, I wonder how many of my father's hired servants have enough bread and have enough to spare. And you know what? I would look at that, but God showed me something in the midst of that spiritually. God showed me something in the midst of that spiritually about that. You know, I would look at that as food. But the Lord said, son, it goes deeper than food. You know, I wonder how much food do my father's servants have and how much food did they have to spare. But the Lord said, this thing goes deeper than that. When you look at that word bread, if you notice, the bread in many cases represents the word of God, the body of Christ, the word of God. And so the servant needed to know how many of his father's servants. Father represents God. Servants are the believers. And how many servants of the Father have enough word, bread, and enough word that they could spare. Say, you know what? I believe I go home, and I go back to my father. And I'm going to tell my father, I'm going to say, Father, I've sinned against heaven, and I've sinned against you. I'm not even worthy to be called your son, but if you would just make me one of your highest, in other words, what God is telling us, that even though we left home, left our place, left the purpose removed ourselves from operating in the purpose that God has called us to operate in, that God is still where we left him. He's still waiting on us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's still waiting on us.
Mm-hmm.
He's still waiting on us. And if you notice that when the son made his way back home, when he got through thinking, he began to dust himself off.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in a position after losing everything he had, because he got caught up in the world, and now he's in the hog pen. He's in the middle of his mess. And God, in the middle of his mess, it was right then that God gave him a message.
Yes.
And that message helped him to come to himself, to realize that in Christ, you got everything that you need. The best thing to do is not mope and complain about what has happened. Get up and make that step.
Mm-hmm.
Make that step. Get up. You can try to clean yourself, and he did. He tried to clean himself out of the hog pen and tried to dust himself off, and then he began to make his way home. But on his way home, as he was coming, the father was waiting on him right where he left. And the thing about the father, you can never do something wrong that would ever stop the father from loving you. And he's still waiting on you. You too, out there on radio land, may have made some mistakes just like I did. You may have done some things that you are ashamed of. You may have broken some heart, hurt some people. You may have done some things that caused you to lose a whole lot in your life. But even in the midst of it, there's still restoration. There's still restoration.
Yes.
God can restore you. He can strengthen you. He can build you. He can turn your life around. It may not be in the same area where you lost, but he can make all things new for you. He can make it better for you. The father saw the son coming. He didn't wait till the son got to the port, but he ran and met the son, put his arms around him, kissed him on his cheek. Son tried to explain to his father that he was sorry for what he's done, but the steps that the son made was all enough. The steps that the son made to come back home was all that the father needed. He didn't have to say a word. It's just his effort of him making the initiative, making the steps, and moving in that way to come back home. The father told his servants, listen, go get a robe. Put on my son. In other words, the world wants to expose your nakedness. The nakedness represents shame. But God said, listen, son, I want y'all to bring my son, servants, bring my son a robe, because I'm going to cover his shame. People want to talk about him, but I'm going to cover him.
Yes.
Go get a ring and put it on his finger. He's royalty. Go get shoes and I want you to put some shoes on his feet, because this time I want him to be able to be steadfast. I want him to make the right steps, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so he needs the right shoes. He don't need to walk in his shoes. He needs to walk in my shoes.
Come on now.
Amen.
And one more thing before you go. I want you to go and get the fatted calf. For we're going to eat and drink and be merry. Listen, we're not going to look at people that like they do when people come out of the world. They have backslid and they made up in their mind they're coming back to church, or they've been out in the world sinning and all this stuff, and they made up in their mind they're coming back. We're not going to just look at them and frown up. We're going to rejoice, because, see, they was dead, but now they're alive.
Yeah.
We're going to rejoice because they was lost, but now they found.
Yes.
Blind.
Amen.
But now they see.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
We're going to give God praise, because even out there in the world, they could have died in their sins, but we rejoice in God that they made up in their mind before it was too late to come back to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what we as a church should be. And those of you that's worried about how people going to look at you, people don't have a heaven, a hell to put you in. And if you worried about people, you got to understand the people that you worried about, they got more dirt on in their lives than you do on yours.
Come on. Tell the truth.
The thing about it, you making a move to get yours right, but they looking and frowning up at you, and they still in their mess.
Come on, man.
So don't let people dictate your move.
Amen.
Don't let people dictate your move. But let the fire, let the talk that they do, the negativity they bring on you, let it be fueled for you.
Yes, my God.
Yes.
That you can have the gas that you need to keep pressing on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man don't God have a heaven or hell to put you in. God got the final say so.
Yes, Lord.
And you got to remember, it's not over until God says it's over. Look, I pray. I really do pray. I know it's about, but I really do pray. I really do pray that somebody was encouraged. I pray that somebody was uplifted. I pray that somebody received strength and understand this. Listen, I'm just like you. I'm just like you.
Yeah,
I preach in the pulpit, but it wasn't before I got saved that I fell short of the glory of God. It was even while I was saved, preaching in the pulpit, singing in the group, that I made a lot of mistakes in my life. But God had to open up He opened up my eyes. We can talk about, you know, I'm brand new and all of this stuff, but you're not new until really God's hand has been laid on you.
Yes, Lord.
And God has a way to get you to a place to help you to realize you can't continue to go on like this.
Amen.
You got to make up in your mind.
Amen.
It ain't about what they saying. You got to block out what they saying, and you got to hear my voice.
Yes.
You got to hearken your ears unto my voice. The Bible says,
"Amen." Don't give up.
Ear to hear. Let them hear what the Spirit has to say to your heart.
Yes, yes.
You can't
amen,
throw in the towel.
Amen.
You can't give up. You got to understand. You got to understand that victory has your name on it.
Oh, yes. Amen. Victory.
If you never had fallen, how would you ever know that God is able to lift you up?
Come on,
my God.
If you never been low, how would you ever know that God is able to find you?
Yes.
If you never been broke, how would you know that God is able to pay your bills? If you never had sin, how would you know that God is able to save the sinner?
Yes, Lord.
And it's not a promotion to promote you to sin, but it's a promotion to help you to understand to turn from your wicked ways.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall
humble themselves,
seek my face, turn from their wicked ways,
Lord.
He said, and pray. Then will I hear from heaven. We'll forgive their sins.
Amen.
And we'll heal their
sins. Amen.
Yes, listeners, you're still.
And I want you to know he's still working miracles. What you say, Mama Norma?
We got 2 minutes left in the show. I want to our listeners and thank them for calling in all today. Listeners, please tune in next week as Pastor Noel comes back and continue
to
don't give up. And I want to thank each and every one of you all for calling in on today. We're going to close out with this.
Don't give up now.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
That's my encouragement to keep pursuing and keep pushing.
because I do believe that greater is headed for me. I may have lost some things, but greater is headed for me.
Amen. You can, Noel, by calling 601-927-1513.
Yes, we're going to give some information on Pastor Douglas Noel, how to contact him at this time. But we're at the end of the show. But go ahead on quickly, very quickly, Ms. Glow, give a contact on Pastor Noel and call us. Do call back next week as we continue this awesome interview on Pastor Douglas Noel. Ms. Glow, you got just a second to give some information out.
Yes, book Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends for his ministry, preaching ministry, and his song ministry by calling 601-927-1513.
All right, listeners, that concludes our show for today. Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. God bless all of you. Remember to keep you the whole back going through coronavirus in your prayer. Remember, Texas, Mississippi, all the states that's going through with the weather conditions. And God bless all of our listeners.